Happy Halloween, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here to kick off Halloween 2018. We promised today's show not to be too scary. No chainsaws here. We're just going to have a great time with some great questions. We get a question from Logan down in, I'm guessing, LSU country from his Go Tigers. And we're going to talk about a possible scavenger hunt for an upcoming Walt Disney World vacation. How can you make that fun for the family? First, a quick word from our sponsors. That includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, as I'm glancing down at my iPhone XS Max, I can see, you want to get scary? 10 weeks, 70 days. That's it. Until we have the Expo for Marathon Weekend 2019, we've got a date with 48.6 magical miles. I can't wait. 10 weeks from today, we'll be down at Walt Disney World. You can get excited just like I do every time I place a phone call, post a text, or check social media. It's right there with great pictures. I pick the fonts. I pick the colors. Awesome app. So check it out today. It's virtualmickey.com, available right now over at virtualmickey.com. Don't forget our Amazon affiliate link over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. It's one of the easiest ways to support the podcast. It costs you absolutely nothing extra. It takes you right to Amazon. And anytime you do that online shopping, it does help support the show. So please bookmark it on all your devices with the holiday season coming up. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, bats and ghouls, Mickey, Minnie, and all their friends have come together at this spookiest time of year to say boo to you as they proudly present the not-so-scary Mickey's Boo to You Halloween Parade!
Welcome to episode 1,401 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Halloween to you. I hope, first of all, I hope you're not a school teacher today. If you're heading into school today, God help you. I worked that for 17 years. I know how it is. The day, you know what? People that aren't in education always think, man, November 1st has to be the worst day to be a school teacher because the day after Halloween, the kids are eating all the candy the night before. Honestly, the day after Halloween is fine. The kids are wore out. They're like coming off that sugar. They're exhausted. Actually, November 1st, the day after Halloween, fine. Halloween day, though, I'm telling you, teachers, pack your patience and just be careful because the kids are nuts. So if you're heading in to teach today, oh, my condolences. But have a good time. Dress up as we are here on the Be Live feed on Facebook. So if you haven't checked out the video, go back and check that out. And we're having a good time here as we record. But we're going to have a good time answering your listener questions. Ricky not here. She's just returning from Walt Disney World and Universal for a great weekend down there. She did some haunted houses, went to the Magic Kingdom. Had a great meal. I saw it at Garden Grill. She did a lot of fun stuff, and we'll talk about that here next week. But she's back. She went on a great trip out west. Go west, young woman. She went out to Disneyland and all the way out to Hawaii to Aulani. Pam Forrester joining us from the Magic for Less Travel. Pam, welcome back. I know you got a little bit of the Disney crud going on, as we always do, returning from a trip.
It's true. And it was extra special crud since I went 6 time zones. So, try to recover from that. Like, you don't just come home one day and you're like, woohoo, I'm done. So anyways, but yeah, and I just want to take a minute, maybe just a moment, to just mention what happened in Pittsburgh last weekend.
Absolutely.
We had that horrible shooting, and just wanted to say that, you know, Pittsburgh is a city that has so many cultures that are represented and celebrated on a daily basis. it was just heartbreaking to see that. That was so close to where we went to school. I drove past that church, that synagogue many times, that temple. And there just is no room for hate like that anywhere. And the thing that I will take with this is the way, you know, that Mr. Rogers quote, that when bad things happen, you have to look for the helpers. And there were just so many. The policemen that ran in there to help, the people that lined up immediately to give blood and do everything, and the outpouring of support has been overwhelming. So anyways, I think it's just so hard for so many people to wrap their head around. And I think that's a good thing. We don't understand that level of hate, thankfully, and we don't have to. So anyways, I'm going to continue to look for the helpers because I think that's how we beat things like this. So,
absolutely. Because I did see, you know, I heard about the news. You know, I was at the football game, so I'm kind of detached from the news when you're in the football stadium because it's loud and you don't hear your phone and so forth. And heard about it on the drive home because we're about 2.5 hours back from Mizzou to our house. And, you know, Mallory's in the car, so we try not to, you know, get into the deep news when she's there. She'll find out about the bad stuff soon enough. You know, she knows it's going on, but we don't want to debate it in the car while she's there. But, I had time to process it. And the thing that I noticed immediately was how Pittsburgh rallied. You know, you guys, it wasn't like 72 hours later that the community was rallying as one. And, not, you know, they didn't worry about denominational differences, racial differences, ideological differences. It was just, you know, we're Americans, we're Pittsburghans, where you guys are called from, Pittsburghers. I don't know what you're called, but I mean, you guys rally together. And I mean, I think that what I saw was the United States could learn a lot from your town. So, you know, moving forward, our prayers and thoughts obviously are with your town. And I hope that, you know, those families find comfort soon, because I know it's hard, but we're thinking of them, and your town did proud this past weekend.
Yeah. Awesome. For sure. Yeah.
All right, let's hop into some Disney. We don't get too dark here on a podcast. We're going to have good, but I'm glad that we could talk about that and get that out there. So first of all, we've got a question from Logan. He says, Uncle Logan from Dallas, Texas, 1,092 miles away from Walt Disney World. Mike, Pam, and Ricky, longtime listener, first-time caller. Before I begin, I just wanted to thank you all for your time and selfless dedication for us Disney files. Mike, I can almost hear your happy Monday, everyone, when I click play. I'm glad you like that. You know, hey, it's all about attitude, so hopefully it does help folks. When I get a notification that a new episode is available, I smile knowing my commute to and from work will be a good note. It'll be on a good note. Also, I am counting on seeing you get arrested for storming the field in Tuscaloosa after a Mizzou upset. Sorry about that. First quarter looked good when we were down in Alabama. After that, not so much. He says, the LSU Tigers take them on Saturday, November 3rd at Death Valley, and I'll be honest, I'm liking our chances. Okay. Okay, well, that's this Saturday, so good luck, bro, on that one. I don't know. Two is pretty awesome. All right, here's the Disney question. This December, my entire family, 13 of us, will be staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge Kidani for our yearly family trip. My nephews are 5 and 7, and I'm wanting to put something together for them. I'm thinking of a scavenger hunt of sorts. I'm already surprising them with a Caring for Giants tour at Animal Kingdom, and I'm aware that there are crafts and activities at the resort, but I'm hoping to curate something for them personally. Most of my online queries deal with Disney vacation reveals, and I'm aware that there are park-specific scavenger hunts, but I want to give them something that would stretch further than just the resort or one park. Could you suggest or point me in the direction that would help this come together? Thanks so much again for everything, and look forward to the next episode. Go Tigers, Logan. All right, so, you know, I love this idea because I think that, you know, obviously Logan, he's a Disney fan, but I like when Disney fans really want to give a deeper experience for the other members of the family. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, a 5 and a 7-year-old are the perfect age for a scavenger hunt. And I like the idea, you know, so I think about this. He wants to go beyond just Animal Kingdom Lodge, which you could do a heck of a scavenger hunt just in that resort. There's so much with the art, the artifacts, you could do something with, like you said, the crafts, just going to see some kind of finding out facts about certain animals that are out on the savannah. But if he wants to stretch it out, what I would do is make it 4 or 5 days worth of the vacation where, you know, maybe, you know, say your Epcot day, you have them, you know, just create simple questions. They're 5 and 7, so you don't make it too hard. So maybe like, what's the third country in the World Showcase if you enter from Mexico? Because that's easy to you know, verify, but it'll give them a reason to pay attention as they walk in Mexico. Okay, now we're in Norway. Okay, oh, it's China. You know, and they get together, they put their, you know, or, you know, just like some artifacts in one of the display galleries in World Showcase. the studios. You could have them, you know, see how many, you know, how many times is Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story Land or something like that. Because it doesn't have to be right or wrong. It's about the experience. But, I mean, that's kind of the thing I'm thinking. And, of course, build some of those things from Animal Kingdom Lodge in. But what might you suggest, Pam?
So I think those are great ideas. The other thing I would suggest is maybe incorporate some things that help them learn how to navigate the park. So, in other words, incorporate something that brings them into maybe the bus transportation or Magical Express, if you're using that. Find some way to incorporate that. Find some way to incorporate maybe using the app, maybe using that new Disney Play app, you know,
yes.
to, when you're in line for one of those things. Find something that does that. Find something that has them maybe mobile ordering, that one of the restaurants that you're going to, you know, you can have them mobile order. Then you're kind of like edutainment, right? You're like showing them how to use all these things in there. But, you know, those are going to be things that really benefit them and help them navigate the parks differently. Absolutely include things like the Kidcot stops. I know that they're a little older, but everyone likes the Kidcot stops, right? I mean, I like the Kidcot stops, so that's a cool thing. Make sure that you incorporate some of those traditional snacks that everyone talks about. You got to do the Dole Whip and, you know, stuff from the countries in Epcot and, of course, there's got to be some kind of cupcake that somebody wants. So do things like that. But I think just all those things that you've learned about as being, a, you know, learning about Disney and planning this trip, incorporate those in too.
And Jeanette, one of the great agents who always covers my rear end anytime I go on a vacation, she's one of the best. Like, she'll be taking care of my guests for Marathon, which is in 70 days. Oh, my gosh, 70 days from today. That's ridiculous. Can you believe in 70 days it'll be 2019? I mean, besides
no,
the fact, oh, my goodness.
That's
anyway,
crazy.
She says in our live chat, she makes a special checklist for her niece and nephew. They're 7 and 3.5, so they could check off some of the fun things they do, they're going to do during the day. And anytime they take a break, they go back to the list, mark off what they've done. Children that young don't have a super long attention span, she says, so pictures and stickers are good, too. I like that. And I love the idea of the Kidcot Fun Stops because it's built in. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're learning some culture. They're getting a tangible thing to take with them.
Right.
I like that. And the
yeah,
same. And I'm all about
too.
The same. Get a hot dog. I'm just saying. Get a hot dog. Okay.
Or at least little corn dog.
Yeah, oh, they're even better. That costume's just hard because it's in a bunch of pieces. So I'm not, and actually, this is Paige's. She's away at school, so I just went and grabbed it. All right. She wore this for like a cheer in cross country or something. I don't even know. They were weird. Anyway, okay, the next email says, how do I turn this around? It's from Brittany. And she says, hi, BOGP. I'm a fairly new listener of the podcast, and I binged it before my trip that I'm on. And I doubt you'll be able to get back to me before I go back home. But I still wanted to ask you this. For some background, my mom got married and for her honeymoon, she wanted to do Disney, but she wanted to make it a family trip. So me and her spent 1 to 2 years getting as much as we could planned and figured out. Well, her new husband invited his daughter, and while we get along, we vacation very differently. She is the type of person that runs from ride to ride and never stops to take pictures or enjoy things, and I'm the opposite. I enjoy seeing everything at an average pace so I don't wear down. I feel like this is creating tension between the families because before we went on the vacation, we all thought we'd be doing a lot of stuff together, and it ends up we're constantly losing each other, and my mom stays with me, and my brother and her new husband goes with his daughter. My mom is feeling really sad about this because this vacation was all started to celebrate them, and I just want to try to make things better. If anyone has any advice for this, please help. Thank you in advance, and keep on being awesome. Well, Brittany, you're awesome. Thanks for writing in. And you know what? I think that it took a lot of courage to write this email. That's why I wanted to make sure we got to it as quickly as possible, because I think that, you know, when you're going down with family or even a larger group of friends, there's so many variables that, you know, we see the Disney planning videos and we kind of have an expectation of, you know, grandpa's going to be doing a little dance in some kind of a gazebo with the 3-year-old granddaughter, because we've all seen that scene like in the videos for a decade. And while I think those things happen very, very frequently, there's also the fact that as much as I love like my cousins or my sister that I don't see very often or my mom that I don't ever hang out with, you know, but we've gone to Disney before. I've never been around them 24/7 for a week ever, you know? And so even like, I have my different ideas on how, like what I like to eat, when I like to eat, where I like to eat. Those things can cause tension, you know, cause what if she wants to eat at 7? I like to eat at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, with all the old people. That's me. Cause I'm old, you know, like it's just, I think the thing is the best advice I can have, she's asking, how do you turn this around? This trip's already over. So I think what you got to do is move forward on this. But the best advice I can give in a situation like this is kind of, you know, you have to have a lot of give and take. But I think that, you know, you got to think about things going in before you go there and just know that, you know, there's going to be a lot of that, because as much as you think you know the people you're traveling with, you've probably spent maybe you're never 24/7 with the people. And I think it's hard to be with anybody 24/7. We've learned that, you know, I mean, we've traveled together many times and we have a better time when we do a lot of stuff together, but then we have a break and then we see each other later. That's how it works out for us. Like when we travel with you know, your family, mm-hmm. my family, Ricky, you know, whoever, we have all the lizards. I don't know. So what have you learned? Because I think this is more common than people like to admit.
It's true. And I will say, I just got back from a vacation. We were with my parents in Aulani, and we were all staying at in a two-bedroom villa there at Aulani. So we absolutely, you know, have this issue to deal with. And I think, first of all, going into it, you have to just realize that everyone has to be able to give a little bit and realize that this may not be exactly the way that you want to do it, but the rewards are absolutely going to outnumber any kind of thing that you feel as if you're missing. So because somebody really wants to go fast, 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 and some of you want to go slow, I think maybe the way to approach that would be in the morning. That's the perfect time to check some things off, right? One right after the other. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. And then you're going to be using your fast pass during the rest of the day, and you'll have stuff to do in between. So while you don't have to stay together all the time, I would be absolutely planning things that all of you can enjoy, like plan meals together. I mean, it's not like you can go that much on a meal, right?
Nope.
I mean, you know, you can only eat so fast. So hopefully everyone will be able to enjoy that. But I think I think one of the things you need to do is address that there's going to be differences. Find places where you can compromise. So you can do things a little faster here. They can do things a little slower here. And then make time to spend time together. Make that important, because it is. And I think everyone will walk away really happy.
Totally. And I love the idea of, you know, saying morning time is a really good time to kind of get in the hurry up offense. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to get more, you know, trying to beat the crowds, get as much done as you can. But I like that, you know, once afternoon and evening hits, there's really no reason to run. You know, that's, you're getting a little more tired. You've been on your feet more during the day. That's a great time to take the pictures, slow down, you know, smell the roses, as people say. You know, that's a great time. I like that. But I mean, I think it's a conversation that you just need to have with people. And so, yep. You know, this is what I like in my trip, and I'm here. You know, I know that you appreciate this in your trip, and you're here. How can we make this all work here? Because you're all adults. And I mean, the bottom line is your mom and her new husband, that's kind of their celebration. They want the family to all, you know, if everybody else around them is not happy, I don't, because I'm a parent now, I'm on the other side of things, you know, like if my kids aren't happy, no matter how much fun I'm having at Walt Disney World, I'm not having a good time, because I want them to have a good time. That's my focus. So that's good stuff. All right. So Betsy, I love Betsy, because she was the one worried about us yesterday when we weren't on the air at 4:30 recording live. And I got the message while I was going through Taco Bell, and I was like, oh man, I'm so sorry, we're not on the air. So Betsy says, when I went with my family this summer, we broke up for a bit during the day and came together for meals so we could all do what we wanted at the pace we wanted. That way we all had a great vacation and still enjoyed being together. You know, that is just spot on, because I've heard so many people say, you know, mm-hmm. You don't have to be together 24/7, but do sit down for meals. You know, start the day off with a breakfast, talk about what you're going to do for the day, get back together at lunch or at dinner and kind of recap. I think that's what's great about a cruise. You do that a lot with your table mates, even folks you don't know. You'll go on different excursions through the day, do different things around the ship, but you say, hey, what'd you guys do today? You know, and it's a great way to kind of, you know, just have a good time together. All right, mm-hmm. So I hope that turns around. Thanks, Brittany, so much. Next is Ashley. She just put, please help, in all caps at the top of the email. So I'm like, okay, you know, we'll try. Hi, Mike. I was hoping to get your attention with that subject line. I know you look at those, and whichever one catches your eye, you look at first. My husband Jared and I are coming to Walt Disney World in 28 days. To give you a little background, we're flying in on Thanksgiving, and we'll be there for a week. We're doing a split stay at Pop Century and Wilderness Lodge. We can't wait to stay at Wilderness Lodge with all the awesome Christmas decorations. Okay, so here's my dilemma. While we're there, my husband turns 30. Wait, why is that a dilemma? Okay, wait, maybe it gets... Okay, let's see what else she has. That's better than not turning 30, I guess. Now you see, I am the big Disney fan in the family. He likes Disney too, but it's way more my thing than it is his. It's a big birthday, so I want to do something to make him feel special. I'm trying to figure out something to do to surprise him while we're down there. The only thing he really asked for was Ohana for dinner on his birthday, which I do have booked. He's a good man, but he knows what he wants, and I am 100% with your husband. Boy, that's the God. I would love to have Ohana. The good thing is my birthday is right around Thanksgiving, so that's if it wasn't, I would need Ohana. Let's see here. I'm wondering if you, Ricky, or Pam have any outside the box ideas for me to surprise him with while we're there. I've thought about ordering him a cake, but he's not a huge sweets person. What's wrong with him? I also thought about doing a tour of some sort, but I'm not sure which one would be best. He has also requested that we go around and look at the resorts decorated for Christmas. Do you have any fun ideas for incorporating something birthday-ish with that? I'm running out of time and I need your help, guys. P.S. We met you and Ricky in August at the Indie Disney Meet. It was so fun to chat with you two in person. Thanks so much for your help, Ashley. She's 835 miles away from Walt Disney World. And I do remember meeting Ashley at the Indie Disney Meet. It was a ton of fun and it was just a crazy day. It was just nuts that day. So thanks for coming by and seeing us. All right, so here's what I have. Okay, so... Ohana is just nails. And Wilderness Lodge, right at the beginning of the Christmas season, you're doing it right, man. And Pop Centuries is fun, but I mean, you know, Wilderness Lodge, Christmas, you win.
For sure.
Here's what he sounds like he likes Christmas decorations like me. I love Christmas decorations. What I would do, because I've seen this during the Halloween season this year, Fort Wilderness has just blown it out of the water with the people putting up. I mean, you were out of town, so you probably didn't see a lot of this on social media. There were people that had this one campsite, these folks made it like Pirates of the Caribbean, and they had skulls and skeletons and stuff all around their campsite, and they moved like they were like animated, like they moved.
I mean,
like, it was like going on the ride. It was nuts. Like, it was a campground. So here's what I would do, because you know what, going over to Fort Wilderness, since you're already at Wilderness Lodge, would be fun, but more fun, rent a golf cart for the night, just cruise around in that. I love driving golf carts. That's a great way to see it, you know, get some hot chocolate from you know, right there at I'm gonna say Trader Sam's, the little window next to
the trading post.
So next, what's the restaurant? I can't remember the name of the restaurant. Trails End.
Like,
what's wrong with me? But I would do that. Grab some hot chocolate. Rent a golf cart, you know, for a little while, and just cruise around. You could even do you could book the wagon ride. We did that. That was a ton of fun too. But I'd do the golf cart, just you two, and have a good time. So that would be that's kind of outside the box. What do you say, fam?
I love that idea. I think it's so fun, and they do decorate so much over at Fort Wilderness. The other thing I would say is definitely do that Magic Kingdom loop on the monorail and stop at each one of the monorail resorts just to see those decorations. You're staying at the Wilderness Lodge, so you'll be able to take the boat over the Contemporary, and then you can start the monorail loop there. Get off at each one. Maybe you even want to pick up a special ornament at each one. I mean, you only have the Contemporary, the Polynesian, and the Grand Floridian. So you're only talking three ornaments. We're not talking like 100 or something like that. So you could get an ornament there. But the other great thing about this is that each of these resorts has little snacks that you can get only there. And I know you said he's not a big dessert person, but I mean, we're talking like cookies and, you know, gingerbread and stuff like that. I mean, you got to get a shingle from the gingerbread house at the Grand Floridian,
oh,
right?
You're killing me. I love Christmas and I love Christmas snacks, boy. Oh.
So you can do that there. You can get something fun from the Polynesian, something fun from the Contemporary, a little bit of food, a little bit of Christmas. I think you can't go wrong there. And then if you want to do another loop, one of the days that you're over at Epcot, go ahead over and see the Beach Club, the Yacht Club, and the Boardwalk. They're all worth seeing.
Yep. And as Brian says, get a birthday button, smack that on. Even though he's not a Disney fan, he'll get so much pixie dust right there. He'll probably either love wearing that button or hate it, but it'll be fun either way for you. So, yeah, they're dinner at Narcoossee's. Okay, Doug throws that out there. Good. Yeah, I mean, the Ohana and Narcoossee's 1-2 combo. You're eating well. Yeah, I like it. So I think that will get him set up. A little Christmas spirit here on Halloween. Gotta like that. All right, TJ's up next. He says, Thanksgiving dessert is the title of his. He says, we have a trip over Thanksgiving planned. I'm considering booking the Fantasmic dessert package, for our trip. Unfortunately, I can't find many reviews of this online, which is making me nervous. Do you, any of you have experience with this? If so, what are your thoughts? Also, when booking, it's showing a 7 o'clock reservation for a 9 o'clock Fantasmic show. That seems extremely early for this, especially since you just get a dessert box opposed to the traditional dessert party. Enjoy the show and keep on running. TJ's in Wheaton, Illinois. He follows it up. He says, part two of this question, which would you recommend, the Fantasmic dessert package or Jingle Bell Jingle Bam party? All right, I'm going to go with part two first. Well, let me ask you this first, Pam. I have never been to the Fantasmic dessert package. I've never done that. Have you?
Have. It has been a while, but I have done it. And you do get sort of a VIP sort of seating, they call it. The desserts, it's mostly desserts. I think they have like some cheese and crackers as well as maybe some nuts. And some of them are like berries, like chocolate covered strawberries or things like that. So make sure you know what that is and if that's stuff that you want. It's actually an inexpensive thing to do, especially in terms of Disney and dessert parties. I think it's only about $40 per person. Hello. Yes.
Yeah.
40, not 400 or, you know, there are other digits. So in the world of Disney dessert parties, this is your bargain for that. I'm not sure what the thinking is behind having you go there 2 hours before. I think you just have to pick up your box at least 2 hours before, and that might be the case. But yeah, I don't know that this is something that gets as much play as some of the other ones, and that's why, you know, I think I would lean more, I will say, towards the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Here's the thing about the, because I have done that one. And I will say that, for one thing, Ricky and I really talked about this last week while you were gone, how we really, really like the studios at Christmas now. Like the decorations, kind of the retro feel to the place and just how they've, you know, at the Magic Kingdom, Main Street USA is amazing, but they don't really extend it out too much beyond Main Street with the decorations and so forth, where they carried a little further at the studios. The decorations fit. It's very festive at the studios now during Christmas, especially that area where they have Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. You have Echo Lake right there. You got some the tree out there in the lake, and there's lots of decorations in that general area. The desserts were killer for that party. Loved them, loved them, loved them. And you're just right there in a prime spot. And I like Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam a lot. When I first heard about it before I saw it, I thought, you know, because like who'd seen Prep and Landing? I still haven't seen it, you know, so I really don't know the backstory of it. But it is so cool looking with the colors, the lasers, the pyrotechnics. You know, it's just it's an amazing thing to see. Lots of Christmas music in it. I mean, you're right. The thing is, Fantasmic's fun. In the dessert party would be a lot of fun too, but Fantasmic's been there for ages, and it's there, you know, all year long. Where Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam is celebrating the specific reason, probably you're down there for the holidays, and I think you might, with it only being that short window that you can see it, I might go for the special thing when I get the chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I just, there's something about all those holiday experiences that I just can't get enough of, and you're absolutely right about Hollywood Studios. I mean, it's transformed at the holidays. It really, really is. It's totally worth going there just to see it. So,
and Amy is saying they just did the Fantasmic VIP dessert party about a week ago. Definitely reasonably priced in comparison. My daughter felt very special being VIPs. I like that. We arrived at about 7:15 for the 8 o'clock show. Timing is really just a matter of getting the best spots in the reserve section. So there you go. It's just, if you're there at 7, you're probably sitting wherever you want. So
yeah,
probably to show up a little bit later. Right. And Jamie says, Prep and Landing should be on your holiday movie list. Fun movie. All right. So
it is.
Okay. Check. I will have to watch that.
Get the second one too.
Oh, both. Yeah, that's right. Oh, and Nancy, I got to say this too, before we get to the next question, because this past weekend was the Marine Corps Marathon in DC, I believe it was. We had tons of lizards running. I was following on social media. I wanted to say this at the top of the show. I forgot. Congratulations to everybody who completed that marathon. It looked amazing. The pictures, I mean, I love it because you're supporting the troops by doing that. And all those pictures of the medals and the smiles with the Marines, those Marines are probably laughing at you like, I can do this with my pack on my back. Maybe, maybe not. It probably could. Yeah, they probably can. But, you know, it's like, it was so cool to see that. And Nancy really mentioned about the camaraderie of the Lizards. It was a big group there, and she wanted to thank Captain Mike for bringing everybody together, and Joe Ficus for all he does as well, kind of our co-captains there. So I couldn't agree more. So proud of you guys. So, and TJ just hopped in. He just heard the very end of his question. So now he has to listen to the podcast. So you got to
hear it. That's how we get you. We get you in.
So I saved this question until you were back, Pam, because it is okay. The title of its hashtag freaking magical spa experience during Wine and Dine 2018. And says, hey, BOGP crew, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. It's funny how she put that, like, just in case it was a confusion on who the BOGP crew is. She put that in parentheses. I guess. I don't know.
Depends on the day. I don't know.
That's true. I mean, Ricky's not here. Next week, as long as Pam gets better, I don't get hit by a car or something, we'll all be here. God willing, we'll have three of us on the show. Because I miss that. It says, I love the show. Most recently, you helped me through my last long training run of 14 and a half miles prior to this year's Wine and Dine two-course challenge. Eek! I'm not dopey like Mike. Impressive. Most impressive. In my best Darth Vader voice. But I want to give myself, as a back-of-the-pack runner, every chance to complete both races so I can celebrate with food and wine that night. Usually, in between the 10K on Saturday and the half on Sunday, I like to get the best kind of sports massage for recovery that I can. I have never had one on property and was wondering if you have recommendations on places on property that would give a great one to get me ready to tackle the half on Sunday. Thanks again for the great show. Can't wait to listen again. Amy is in Cape Coral, Florida. All right. So as a gift for my very first full marathon, which I didn't do dopey or goofy or anything, I just did the marathon my first time. Back in 2015, Pam got me a massage, and I think it was either Swedish or sports. I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? Like, I'm some sucker. Like, am I going to know? Like, you're rubbing my legs, you know, like in my back. I mean, I don't know if it's a sports or a Swedish or whatever, Hungarian. I have no idea. But it was a massage at the Grand Floridian in the Census Spa, which is kind of, if you've been to the Grand Floridian, there's a kind of an outbuilding out in the parking lot, and it's very, very nice. Don't get me wrong. Make it sound like it's like an outhouse. It's deluxe, trust me. It's super fancy, but it's not in the main building. You kind of go through the parking lot, but it was unbelievable. Like, it wasn't crowded. I did it on the Sunday, or I guess I did it on Monday because the marathon was Sunday. So I did it on the Monday after. Man, here's the thing though. I was sore. Like, and when they would like push on your muscles, like it felt good after a while, but it was kind of a torture thing at first. But like, it's the whole experience at the Census Spa. You know, of course you get robes, you get slippers. They give you the water with all the like lemons and limes, but you don't just go in and like get your massage. You got to sit for a while in like a room with a waterfall, and you can get in a hot tub and
there's spa music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
good.
I'm just like, I am a fish out of water in this place, man. I do not know what to do, you know. But it was very, very nice, and it did the job. Really, it loosened up my muscles. It got me back to feeling better. I mean, Pam, have you gone to any? I don't know if you're a big fan of the spas, the massages. I don't think you are, but I mean, do you go
not.
To these places?
Isn't that funny? People always are like, do you love the spas? And I'm like, I don't.
I do.
I just don't. Like, I love the rainforest room. Like, I like going in there and, like, you know, I like the smell of stuff. I love all the products, of course, purchase many of the products, but I don't love. I don't know. This sounds weird. I don't like other people really touching me.
I get that. But once you get past it, it's magical. It's freaking magical.
Freaking magical, I'm yes, sure. It's just not my thing. Like, I find plenty of other things to spend money on. Like, did you see those new Kate Spade bags? Hello! They came out. We stopped in Disneyland. They came out while I was there. I may have bought... Two. I needed two. I know. I had a carry-on bag coming home that was all purses. I'm just going to say this.
You could have had six massages for that. What are you thinking?
So, I mean, I know there. I have lots of things to spend money on. I don't need to do that. So, but Steve's done it a few times. You know, it's just, I think it is a whole experience, and Disney does it wonderful. They really do such a great job. The music is so relaxing. It smells so good. Could those products smell any better?
I know. It's like, the thing is, like, a lot, I don't know, but maybe folks do this at home. We used to get massages, couples massages, like once every couple months back when we were both teaching and I needed to survive teaching. But, you know, like, I think most people are kind of like me, you know, like, it's a very big splurge to go to a spa, or get a massage when you're on a Disney vacation. And I was like, that's exactly it. The product, you're just like, well, I can use a lot of this. I can make myself smell really good. You know, you're just lathering it on like it's going out of business. But it is. It's more than the massage. It's the overall experience of it. And I think that's a good way to kind of reward yourself for all the work you've done, especially on a run weekend.
For sure. Look, you deserve it. Go ahead. Take advantage of it. And use all the product you can. Like, figure, this massage is X number of dollars. Yep. Gonna lather on a little more of this. So anyways, it just is all so awesome.
But Jocelyn knows me well. Mike prefers VO5.
Oh, there it is.
And of course, you know, if you want to go high quality, I'm talking about my Zest.
Cabana, you can, like, smell that throughout the day to, like, kind of perk yourself up. Remember those commercials? They wanted to imply that Zest would, like, wake you up. Zest fully.
That's right. And thanks to Jocelyn sent me, like, a case of it. So I have Zest for years.
Do they still make the VO5, though? That's what I want to know, the shampoo.
I don't know, but today when I was watching Price is Right, they had a commercial for Prel. Remember that? That was like an old Prel was like an old shampoo, I think, or soap.
Yes, yeah. I think it was like a 2-in-1, wasn't it?
I don't know, but it was like, remember, because they showed like the old commercial. And then they showed,
wow.
Like, go back to the, you know, thing you remember. I don't know, it's stupid. But anyway, that's why you go to Cabana Bay. Poor Ben Lappin never saw soap the whole time we were there, because I was stealing it every time it came out.
Ben Lappin was like, they don't put soap in the room there, so that seems like kind of a rip.
You don't want me to be your roommate, people. I'm just saying. All right, the next question says, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas in parentheses planning. It's from Paul. Season's greetings, Be Our Guest question gurus. Halloween is almost here. Actually, it is today. So it must be time for Christmas season touring plan questions. My Magic Kingdom has early, it's the Magic, not his, the Magic Kingdom has early magic hours at 8:00 every day during Christmas week. Do you know if Walt Disney World actually keeps to the normal early magic hour rides, only Tomorrowland and Fantasyland, or if Adventureland and Frontierland are also open? Touring plans has them opening at 9. Hope your answer makes my Christmas trip planning joyful. And this second grade teacher is already looking forward to winter break. Paul Goofy Pal Hawk, and he is in Montgomery, Alabama. Roll Tide, War Eagle. Eagle, he's equal opportunity, says. All right, so... Well, God help you today. Second grade on Halloween Day. I hope you're still alive tomorrow, Paul, because I did second grade on Halloween Day, and it wasn't pretty. I lived to tell the tale, but I got a lot of gray hairs because of it. So, Pam, that Christmas week, I guess he's talking about the week between Christmas and New Year's. He's a teacher. It's probably when he's going down. I remember those days. If the park says it's opening at 8, I would honestly guess that they're going to start letting guests in around 7:30 even, because as those crowds start to build, they want to get them in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They do. And they'll let you in. I think they'll probably let all the guests in maybe to Main Street. I don't know. It depends on what they're feeling. They kind of have two modes of operation. One of them is they sort of let everyone in to Main Street, to the castle. And then if you want to disperse to go to any of the lands to ride attractions, of course, you have to be a park guest, and they will scan your bands for that. The other thing they do is they scan right there at the turnstile, and they actually have separate turnstiles available for guests who are staying on site. So it could be one of those two things. But the other thing that you're going to want to do is go over and check the list of attractions that are available for morning extra magic hours. And they're listed over at the Mouse for Less. And they do kind of stick to those locations in Tomorrowland and Fantasyland for the most part there in the morning. So make sure that you check that. So, and I think they'll probably hold to that for a little bit, because that's just a staffing issue. They need to, you know, they know which ones they're going to open early. So
right. And Nancy says, yes, VO5 is still around. So breaking news there. Good
all
news.
All right, Nancy. Good to know. And I'm even, glad that you people are here to answer questions.
And even better news, Joanne also uses Zest. So there you go. Joanne and I are like, we're soap buddies or something.
Zest fully clean.
That's right. We know she is fully clean because she's Zest fully clean. All right. On that note, time for the last question of the day. It says, help this park or that park quandary. It's from Paige. Hi, discovered your show just a week ago and have listened to a truly embarrassing number of podcasts already. I love the funny banter and the great tips. Sorry.
Okay.
I always feel so bad when people listen to it.
First of all, how did you just find us?
I know. Where you been?
I want to know, like, how'd you stumble upon us? Like, where did you find out about us?
That is my favorite question. I love hearing where people first heard of the show.
Me too.
Yeah, so,
me too. Like, are we on some kind of message board out there?
Know,
are people like saying, listen to the Be Our Guest podcast?
Like, these guys, are they can't be that bad. I'm going to give them a shot. You know, so like, they can't
these
be as bad.
These regular schmoes are doing a podcast and they have had 1,400 episodes.
Yeah. So, hey, this week, let me know at Be Our Guest Mike. Let me know how you first found out about the show. I'll retweet those too because I love hearing those. Anyway, let's get to the last question. We are taking a family of six to the world soon, checking into our hotel on the Saturday after Thanksgiving and checking out the following Saturday. I have 5 days of non-park hopper passes. I was able to get the coveted Pandora Fast passes for Friday and the Slinky Dog passes for Thursday, so those park day decisions are sewn up. We want to do Magic Kingdom for 2 days and Epcot for one. Our four kids are rides, rides, rides oriented. That's literally all they want to maximize. But we do have an almost six-year-old who will get tired if we push too hard day after day. Here's my quandary. As of now, I have a few fast passes for the Magic Kingdom on Sunday, but not Mine Train. I do have Mine Train for Monday and fast passes for Epcot on Tuesday, and Wednesday would be a rest day. I'm so conflicted about Sunday at the Magic Kingdom since it not only closes at 6 for the party, but also opens early for extra magic hour. We know from our experience 5 years ago that the Magic Kingdom becomes crazy at 4 o'clock with partygoers. Would this become a waste of a day pass at the Magic Kingdom? Should I forfeit the fast passes I currently have for Sunday at the Magic Kingdom and Tuesday at Epcot and rearrange our park days to find the lowest crowd so we can ride the most rides? Thanks so much. Paige is in Salem, Virginia. All right, so there's a lot of moving parts to this question, a lot
there
of variables.
I know, and
I can't even hardly follow it. It's not Paige's fault, just there's a lot of variables. And I mean, you're not even looking at it. I'm looking at it on a gigantic monitor. Here's what I would say in general for Paige's situation and for everybody who's in this spot. We're getting into the season where, obviously, we've been in the season for about the last 6 weeks or so, where you have hard ticket events affecting decisions on whether to go to the Magic Kingdom or not, because if it's a party night, obviously the party they're going to shoo you out of the park at 6. There's two ways to look at that. Okay, so first of all, you can say, well, I'm not getting as many hours as I might if I go the next day when there's not a hard ticket event. That's obvious. So you could think about, you know, how many hours am I getting per, you know, how much my ticket costs, you know, and break it down per hour. But there's also the situation of the park may not be as crowded because as there's a hard ticket event, that might shoo a lot of guests over to the other three parks because they're not going to go there. I think here's my general advice on this, just my thoughts. If you have, and they don't have a park hopper, but if you have a park hopper, this is a great opportunity to go over to the Magic Kingdom in the morning, knock out stuff, and then hop to another park as the crowds start to build closer to the park closing time. Like she said, is a 4 o'clock, people are showing up for the party. Get out of there, go to Epcot, go somewhere else and enjoy your evening. If you don't have a park hopper though, Pam, what do you think about the situation? I mean, she's got some solid fast passes, but she's not sure if she should work things around. She doesn't have Mine Train. Looks like that's a goal. What do you think about what Paige should do here?
So honestly, we found lately that when the park is closing for a party, we found attendance throughout the day to be less than it typically is. And be it whether people are thinking, well, I want, you know, to get a full day at park somewhere else and whatever. But we have found there are times leading up to the party where it gets really dead. Now, you're right. After like 4 o'clock, you know, things do get busy when they start letting those other folks in. But get all your fast passes in. Enjoy that time in the morning. And then think of something else to do that evening. You could plan a nice dinner, even look for an opportunity to see some of the Magic Kingdom fireworks if you're going to make it to that late. Now, they don't start till like 9:30, but you can see the Magic Kingdom fireworks from the party from somewhere else, like at the Polynesian Beach or the Grand Floridian Beach or at the Contemporary. So think about that. Or just go back and enjoy your resort. And I think that that's something that people don't do enough of. But it's great to have that opportunity, to have the chance to do that. So I would consider that.
Here's what I would do, too. It sounds like your kids are really, you know, wanting to go. But you have the six-year-old that you got to kind of watch. You don't want to wear out. What I would do is go to the Magic Kingdom that day. Get in as much as you can. Stay till it closes. Get an ADR for Whispering Canyon is what I would try to do, because I think for kids that are very active and like to be engaged in things, Whispering Canyon's an opportunity to go over to Wilderness Lodge, see the awesome decorations, one of the best ever, resorts to see during the holiday season. The restaurant's going to be fun. I don't think they're going to whine or complain because there's just a lot going on. They'll have the little wooden horse races and stuff like that. They're going to get everybody's going to get a good meal. And that's a good way to wind down, to kind of make the most. You're in that area, you know, go to those resorts. But Wilderness Lodge is what I do with a meal at Whispering Canyon. So have a great time. It's going to be fun. All right. Well, it's time to get out of here. That was the last question of the day. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. And one of the things I read the other morning on my gigantic iPhone XS Max, which, Pam, you have too, and you texted me, you're like, this thing is huge. I'm like, I know. I had to get a pop socket on mine so I could hold on to the thing. There you go. Even though Mizzou lost, I can't talk about that. Anyway, so one of the great articles I was reading about was kind of talking about the ultimate Disney Christmas time package that's going on. You know, Disney did this back in September. That week right after Labor Day. And I think I like this idea, because I think Disney sees, well, we have some open rooms here. How can we make a custom package? I mean, it's not flexible at all. You know, like, these are the dates, December 17th to the 22nd. You can't go early. You can't go. That's when it is. You get certain things. You're getting some time in Toy Story Land. You're getting a Christmas party. You're getting a meal over at Epcot, kind of a VIP experience.
I want to do this package. Seriously do.
It's sweet, you know. It's a great opportunity. Now, you know, and the more I see this, because, you know, I saw this in September, like, oh, that's a great idea, you know. Like, I thought, well, they're probably soft for like these 5 days. They had a meeting. How can we, you know, let's try. I could just see the meeting. Like, let's try something outside the box for once and see what happens with this. The fact that it came back for Christmas makes me think that, because I personally had guests go for this in September, and I've had a lot of guests go for this now in December, and because I think what it gives you is, you're going to pay this much for these components outside of this package, you know, really, as long as your dates aren't flexible.
Pay a lot more for them.
Exactly. I mean, if you can make the 17th to the 22nd, it's really cool to feel like a VIP, because you're going to get a lanyard, you're going to get exclusive access. But I was reading about that, and I just like to see things like this, because it makes me excited that Disney is offering this. Because, again, I've said this for years and years on the podcast, you know, even if I'm not taking advantage of this, which I probably won't be down there during that time. I really am tempted. I'm thinking about it,
but yeah, right.
It isn't hurting me by not going, but it's an opportunity for an experience that I might not have. And it's not something that's like ultra expensive. You know, really, when I look at the components, you're getting a great deal. So I was thinking about this.
You don't have to worry about fast passes for Toy Story Land or Pandora. You get exclusive time in those. That was the thing that just was like, whoa, that's kind of cool. So.
It is. So, you know, hey, stay. And this is, you know, you're having your breakfast. You're on your lunch break at school. You know, maybe your Halloween day. Paul's teaching his second graders. He's probably taking some, I don't know, what's that medicine that calms you down? Xanax or something at lunch? Because I'm telling you, man, second graders wear you out on Halloween. So maybe he's reading his iPhone there. Great, great app. So check it out. Theme Park News Disney Edition. It's free. It's for your Apple devices. Check it out over at virtualmickey.com. Again, holiday season quickly approaching. Please bookmark our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Please use that. It does help support the show. Thanks to everybody who continues to support the show that way. I cannot thank you enough. It does help cover some of our bandwidth and hosting, which is, you know, gets to be more and more with the more listeners we get. But hey, that's a great thing. I love that we have friends all around the world. So again, just bookmark brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod, and drop by the Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, it's Halloween Day, but we're going to come back with one more scary show on Friday, even though it's November 2nd. It's actually Paige's birthday. We're going to be talking about dining at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Ah, scarier than chainsaws. A guy in a hot dog costume chasing you with a chainsaw. Scarier than that. We're gonna give solutions. We're not about problems. We're about solutions, people. We're going to talk about that on Friday. So until then, I want to remind you, I do this every Halloween because sometimes we just need to hear it. And I know we have the best listeners that are the most careful. Just be very, very careful. Slow down coming home from work and school and everything this afternoon. The kids are going to be out there. Some of them get out there early. They're not going to be worried about zigzagging across that street. They're not going to be worried about seeing. They'll have the Chewbacca mask on or something, and they won't be able to see where they're going. Watch out for all those kids. They're going to have a great time tonight all around the country, all around the world. Just give them some time, some space, and you know, hey, like we said at the top of the show, this is an opportunity for all of us to really be the good in the world. You know what? Let's put a smile on a kid's face tonight. Some parents, when they're out there with their kids trick-or-treating, you know, say hey to your neighbor while they're there. It's a great opportunity to reach out. And, you know, this is, we don't get to be neighborly very much lately. Everybody's so busy. But as folks come by, you know, it's really a great opportunity to, you know, be a great neighbor. I'm looking forward to that here in my neighborhood, and I hope you do as well tonight. So for Pam and Ricky, who will be back with us on our next week to talk about her adventures, I'm Mike, wishing you a great and happy Halloween, and we'll see you real boo.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.